Good afternoon, this is the 3 million years audio boo. This is issue 8. It should have been more. The amount of time I've been doing these, I should have done more of these. But, oh well, you've got this one, so here we go. This one is going to be about the DC 52 issue reboot for Digital Comics side. Lots been said about the reboot. There's been about the costumes, about the soft reboot that it's going to be, who's going to be involved in what. I'm not going to really be talking about that. I'm going to be talking about the digital aspect, obviously. Now, DC have been a bit strange with their digital releases. First of all, they had Zooda, which they did some good webcomics on, and a lot of people have gone from strength to strength, which is great. Then they eventually produced their app, where they made the digital Zooda releases free in the first issue, then 59p each, which was fine. They tried a bit of an experiment later on with the Justice League International Generation Lost series, which was going day and date digital. And they're doing some other Batman titles at the moment as well. The problem I see with the 52 issues going day and date digital as well is, are DC doing too much? Marvel have been doing the Ultimate Comics line as a day and date digital. It's a separate line to the main Marvel universe. They did Ultimate Thor, Ultimate Comics Captain America, and the Avengers vs. New Ultimates and Death of Spider-Man series were both day and date digital. So they can separate that section. Now, DC don't have that option. They can't really do it with Wildstorm. The imprint has been killed off, and some of the characters look like they're going to be reintroduced into the DC universe. Whereas the Hellblazer Vertigo titles, again, they've been doing some of those as back issues on digital, so that may be an issue as well. A lot of people are going to be trying to get the physical copies of these titles, which is fine. And the day and date issues will be getting cheaper as the weeks go on, so that when it gets close to a new issue coming out, the previous issue will be at a cheaper price point, so you can do it that way. You don't have to buy it day and date, which doesn't seem a problem. I just don't think, or I do think, that DC are doing too much on this. They're doing 52 new issues a month, starting from issue 1 with all the titles, Batman and Robin, Superman, Teen Titans, Justice League, are all going to be, and I think it's diluting the market a little bit too much. Marvel got away with it with their Ultimate Comics imprint. There were short mini-series as well, so that helped. I'm hoping, actually, Marvel do all their Ultimate Comics stuff day and day digital, and that will keep the Ultimate Comics fans maybe separate from the main Marvel universe from getting upset. So that's where my concerns lie in that. Obviously, we're going to be seeing in September how well that does. DC don't seem to think the digital side of it is going to affect the print side that much. I think the figures I heard bandied about were 600-1 print to digital, so that's quite a huge amount. So that may not be a problem from where they're going, but as for increasing the digital sales, they don't seem to be doing that much. The digital sales just seem to be an add-on, as it were, to what is already available. Now, DC have tried to do this with some extra content with the Arkham City digital editions, and it looks like they're going to be doing it with Flashpoint as well, with special digital exclusives. So maybe there is hope for DC as of yet. Things are changing all the time. We're coming up to the San Diego Comic Convention, so there may be some more announcements on how they're going to be doing the digital side of it then. We shall see. If you've got any questions or you want to do any commentary, you can contact me at 3millionyears.co.uk, and I will endeavour to get your opinion raised. Thank you.